Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be generally cloudy, going to be a little cooler than it's been. We'll have a high only around 40 degrees for today. Right now in Kenosha, it's 38, 35 in Burlington, Milwaukee 38, also 38 degrees in Racine. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night rejecting a resolution that would help to fund a study of the school district separate from Racine Unified. The issue failed to gain the needed votes for approval. Village of Caledonia and Sturtevant already had approved spending $15,000 apiece on that study to be done by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Mount Pleasant did not put funding into their 2016 budget, and a modification failed to get the 5 votes needed for passage. Trustee Gary Fee said he believes the study is necessary to change Racine Unified.
If you look at the revolving doors of administrators going through to Unified School District, and you talk with most people, they're unhappy. And I want to use the word, nothing has changed. So the idea that we would fund this study basically gives all three municipalities the tools to effect change. Yes, there may be consequences, financially, hardship, or otherwise. But one of the things I said had to be in the study was, what does Unified stand to gain?
Trustee Rick McCluskey noted Mount Pleasant voters had voiced their support for Racine Unified by passing the most recent referendum. Trustee Kevin Weingart from Caledonia, who chairs the ad hoc committee looking at the issue, he was at the meeting last night and said afterward he was surprised and disappointed by the vote.
It's unfortunate because this could have brought a lot of information, not only for the villages, but also for Unified. We need to effect change within the district one way or the other. So whether that be from our own district or several different districts or whichever, or the current district we're in, which we'd love to see, is something that is tantamount.
Mount Pleasant trustees DeGroote, Feast, Haven, and Clausen voted for funding the study. McCluskey, Hewitt, Garski voting no. That fell short of the 2/3 vote needed for passage of the resolution. It's called the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow Contest, a program that encourages teachers and students to solve real-world issues in their community using classroom skills in science, technology, engineering, and math. And Kenosha's Lincoln Middle School is the Wisconsin winner. It'll receive $20,000 worth of technology and goes on to the national competition with a chance to become one of 15 semifinalists that'll go on to pitch their ideas to a panel of judges in New York. Up before the Racine Common Council tonight, a conditional use permit request from Pastor Frank James II of Changing Lives Ministries for reestablishing a church at 2829 Durand Avenue on the east side of the mall complex. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski telling the Plan Commission last week this site used to house the Rock Church.
And the Rock Church vacated the site more than 12 months ago. In doing so, any new church that would be going into this site, being a commercial property, needs the conditional use permit as a non-commercial use, in a commercial district.
Because this is proposed in the business district, Sadowski said the church has to help the site to attract the public's attention. Plan Commission gave unanimous support to the church concept. The council tonight likely going to vote the same way. Racine police looking for a man who forced his way into a home over the weekend and sexually assaulted a 69-year-old woman. Lieutenant Alde says that home invasion occurred before 5 o'clock Saturday morning in the 1200 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Investigators looking for a light-skinned black male about 5'10", also asking anybody with information to contact Racine Police in the investigation unit or anonymously go through Crime Stoppers. And Racine County Judge John Jude said he's not bound to any agreement, past or present, when it comes to the sentencing of one of two teenagers involved in the shooting of another teen in the chest about 11 months ago at the Corrine Reed Owens Transit Center on State Street. The district attorney's office reportedly had agreed months ago to recommend 15 to 18 years in prison plus 10 years of extended supervision at the sentencing for 18-year-old Lamonte Coker, who had pled no contest to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. Court records show D.A. Rich Cipetti, who took over the case when a former assistant left the office, agreed to go along with the original plea deal. Judge Jude stated in court on Monday he is not bound by that. The maximum penalty is 40 years in prison. The other defendant, 16-year-old Nasir Mays, scheduled back in court January 4th on the adult charges of attempted homicide, possessing a firearm as a felon, and possession of marijuana. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night approving a zoning change that will allow for the planning to begin on development of a gas station, convenience store, restaurant, car wash at the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street. Trustees hearing more than an hour's worth of public comments for and against the project by the Wilcom companies, many of those in favor talking about economic development, increasing the village tax base, those opposed concerns about traffic, noise, falling property values. Trustee Sunny Haven said it's inevitable the change is coming to that area.
The corner is changing. Whether it changes this time or it changes a year from now or 5 years from now, it's going to change. I think we can all agree on that. Some people may not, but I think Mr. Wilcom has done quite a few things to improve his project. The DOT has forced him to do things, and will continue to hold him to those standards that they've set.
The rezoning approved on a vote of 6-1, Trustee Gary Feast casting the only no vote. It's just the beginning of the process, though, for final approval on that development. Area residents assured their concerns are going to be addressed during that process, which has to include a conditional use permit. In Pleasant Prairie, the Village Board and the Plan Commission both support a proposed new church campus, which would include the housing of worship, elementary school, sports fields, mausoleum, and the 11,000 block of Highway C. The voting in favor of the changes for the village's comprehensive plan, those two concepts of plan for the project, Bethany Lutheran Church is putting this forward. They need zoning changes, certified survey maps, conditional use permit. Bethany planning to build a 20,000-square-foot church and a 31,000-square-foot K-8 school on 33 acres of land along Highway C. It's a bill being circulated in Madison that would force the Wisconsin Historical Society to allow property owners to excavate in order to determine if human remains exist in Native American effigy mounds on their lands. The bill is sponsored by Senator Chris Kapenga from Delafield. Opponents say allowing excavation effectively defeats the purpose of preserving the mounds. The bill has implications across the state. Of course, a controversy in Racine a couple of years ago, a proposed area in Mound Cemetery to be sold as a burial plot, but Native Americans said maps indicated that site was a burial mound, and they protested plans to take soil boring samples. The offer to purchase eventually rescinded on that particular site. No testing ever took place. Also, three Assembly Democrats, including Racine's Corey Mason, are going to be announcing their support about mid-morning for having debt-free college, noting that the average college student in Wisconsin is now graduating with close to $29,000 worth of debt. Mason will be joined by Assistant Democratic Leader Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point and Eau Claire's Dana Walks for a press briefing on their plan to tackle student debt with the creation of a debt-free college commission. Also take note, today is the deadline if you want to be in this year's Burlington Liars Club World Champion Lie Contest. This thing goes back to 1929. Snail mail entries with today's postmark go to the Burlington Liars Club at P.O. Box 156 in Burlington, the zip code 53105, or you can send an email to championlies@gmail.com. Make sure you put your name, address, and your tall tale in that package. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. That's the truth. There, and you can listen to our newscast whenever you want and look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.